until April 15th of 2024. The governor said in a statement that many counties have sustained damages that will strain local budgets to repair, and she is seeking time to collect data and validate all legitimate expenses to aid local governments. The governor also released a statement regarding the upcoming closure of CareArc, a healthcare clinic in Greenwood County. It was announced that Eureka would be losing its clinic at the end of February, citing population decrease. The governor said in a statement that the closure of yet another rural healthcare provider shows why we need to expand Medicaid. She believes that Medicaid expansion could have helped the clinic recruit and retain workers it needed to continue serving patients. Kansas Mid American Network News.
Hey, Sean Hannity here from my friends at Lone Star Transfer. If booking your timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's recently been almost impossible. They have had the pleasure of helping thousands legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Now, Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing. Call my good friends for a free, no-obligation consultation. 833-594-0075. They're online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
Kansans may soon have extra incentive to have children if a newly introduced piece of legislation gets passed. On February 1st, Senate Bill 436 was introduced and referred to the Committee on Assessment and Taxation to establish a child tax credit in Kansas. Going forward from tax year 2024, this bill would allow married couples filing joint returns and others with children to acquire tax credits depending on how many children there are and what their Kansas adjusted gross income is, according to the bill. The conflict at the southern border is stirring a heated debate at the Kansas State House. The Kansas House of Representatives took up a resolution calling on the governor to send troops to Texas yesterday. Representative Pat Proctor of Fort Leavenworth carried the resolution, H.R. 6035, calling on the state to stand with Texas. According to the resolution, it affirms state sovereignty and supports Texas in its efforts to combat illegal immigration.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Since Mayor Corey Studi has decided not to run for re-election in Hastings, they will have a new mayor beginning in 2025. And right now, it is a two-horse race between Jackie Cranston and Bill Heitzman. Heitzman has been living in Hastings since 2002. Prior to his time in Hastings, he worked in leadership roles for four Iowa colleges, but has decided to run for mayor as another way to give back to the community that has given him so much. He spoke with KSNB Local 4.
I think that I've got a lot of upper administrative skills, and I certainly have focused my life on leadership, whether it was wrestling, whether it was shop foreman, whether it's in a classroom. That's what I've been doing all my life.
In other news, 43-year-old Kearney man Russell Wing will spend 7 years in prison for sexual assault, enticement, and child abuse. As a part of a plea bargain, he pled to a lesser charge, but he assaulted a 15-year-old girl last spring. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Partnership for Growth recently announced two HEAL grant awards locally. The Historic Economic Asset Lifeline program is designed to bring rural downtown buildings back from likely demolition or collapse and rehabilitate them into productive commercial use. Uses may include businesses, new or existing, housing, arts and culture, child care, entrepreneurship, or innovation. Partnership for Growth Director Jerry Zias of Blue Rapids comments on recent awards for the Bankers Inn at Frankfort and Minnie's Kitchen in Marysville.
The HEAL grant is the Health Economic Asset Lifeline grant. The two ones that were applied were actually the facade of technically historic buildings. And they don't have to be on the historic register, but you would have to justify that this building means a lot to the city. And one of them was in Marysville, Germany, and she did all the work on her grant application out there. So, and then the one Partnership for Growth did was the big one in Frankfort, which is Bankers Inn. And if you look at it, not only is going to revitalize that commercial area in Germany's too in Marysville, but it's going to get people to think, what can I do? What can I do to make it better? And it starts steamrolling from there. And so both of those are going to be a superb asset for both of the cities.
The next application period is open through June 1st or until funding is exhausted. Another round will open July 1st. Kansas Department of Commerce coordinates the program. Those interested may contact Jerry Zias with the Partnership for Growth or the Kansas Department of Commerce. Another initiative for the Partnership for Growth is promoting housing development within Marshall County.
In housing, we want to stop talking and start building. That's one of the things we're concentrating on with the project in Blue Rapids. So in Blue Rapids, we bought the lots, and now we have a contractor just willing to buy the lots from us and build housing. You know, the time for talking is over. So the key things we found out so far is that you got to have land, you got to have money, and you got to have contractors.
A build of several houses in Blue Rapids will begin soon after recent weather delays. Due to rescheduled Valley Heights basketball games Monday evening, the monthly USD 498 board meeting has been rescheduled February 21st at 7 p.m. Medicare and its parts, options, and plans can be confusing. Whether you're starting Medicare soon or already are on Medicare, a Medicare Basics workshop will be featured through River Valley Extension District with a session Monday, February 12th in Belleville at the Public Library, another Monday, February 26th, 6:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. The program is free. Registration is requested. Contact the Belleville office for the session February 12th at the library in Belleville. Contact the Washington office, 785-325-2121, for the session Monday, February 26th, 6:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. If you'd rather schedule a personal appointment or have questions regarding Medicare, contact the River Valley Extension District Office, Monica Thayer, or Jordan Schutte.
Mildred A. Brocksterman, age 95, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Brocksterman. Raymond Dean Richard, age 84, passed away Tuesday. The memorial service is planned Thursday, February 15th at 10:30 at the Marysville Methodist Church. Interment will follow at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation next Thursday, 9:30 till 10:15 at the Marysville Methodist Church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dean Richard. Mary Ann Bonning, age 93, passed away February 3rd at Camden, Missouri. Graveside service is planned February 15th at the Hanover Cemetery at 2:30, with the visitation February 15th from 10 to 2 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Ann Bonning. William Red J. Broadston, age 71, of Marysville, passed away January 24th. Graveside service is planned Saturday, February 24th, 10:30 at the Morroville Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for William Red Broadston. Gloria G. Hilton, age 94, of Greenleaf, passed away January 15th. A funeral service is planned Saturday, February 17th, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Visitation 9:30 till 10:30, the burial at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gloria Hilton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham, Baby Bakers, Scandinavian blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potatoes, a muffin, green beans, and berry crisp. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville annual soup day is Thursday, February 8th, serving 11 to 7, with chili, vegetable, ham and bean, and chicken noodle soup, as well as German cabbage soup, handmade sandwiches, desserts, and a craft and baked goods bazaar room. Annual soup day Thursday, February 8th, 11 to 7, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, 205 South 10th in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny and breezy today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying sunny into Friday with our highs in the mid 40s and upper 50s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Then a slight chance for some rain and snow showers into Saturday night. Cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Flurries may continue early on Sunday, then staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 40s. Then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid-20s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. More sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and sunny Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 73, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:29, sunset this evening at 5:54. 48 degrees again this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When looking for a new ride, you know what you want, but don't always want to spend the time looking. Let Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville find you that perfect ride. Whether it's a car, SUV, family van, side-by-side, or truck, any make or model, Ethan and Andrew can find it. Swing by the office today, East Highway 36 in Marysville, across from Valley Vet.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu, NCAA Top 25 Upset Alert, number 11, Wisconsin at Michigan.
Air ball, rebound, Williams, he's fouled. No, he's not. They don't whistle anything. Clock expires, ball game over. Michigan's five-game skid is no more.
The call on Learfield, Michigan upsets Wisconsin 72-68. In another upset, Providence took down number 19 Creighton 91-87 in overtime. Sixth-ranked Tennessee crushed LSU 88-68. Women's top 25, number 11 UConn drubbed Seton Hall 67-34. Huskies coach Gino Auriemma got his 1,200th career win, becoming just the third coach ever in D1 history to reach that milestone. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, the East-leading Celtics hosting the Hawks. Fourth quarter.
Four on the shot clock. Tatum ducks the shoulder drive, kick out. Porzingis to close it. Good night, three.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Kristaps Porzingis finished with a game-high 31 points. Boston beats Atlanta 125-117. Donovan Mitchell scored 40 for the Cavs as they topped the Wizards 114-106. The Sixers continue to scuffle without Joel Embiid, getting blown out at home by the Warriors, 127-104 last night. It was the Pelicans over the Clippers, 117-106. The Pistons shocked the Kings, 133-120. The NBA trade deadline is today, 3 p.m. Eastern. NHL, the Wild and Blackhawks tied at 1 in the third period.
Hartman being leaned on, trying to fire one to the slot. Scooping to it, Lettieri. Threw one in front, they score!
The call on KFAN, Marcus Foligno scored the go-ahead goal for the Wild as they win 2-1. Rangers beat the Lightning 3-1, and the Maple Leafs skated by the Stars 5-4. This is Rich Cantry, ABC Sports.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Marysville High wrestlers in quad duels at Nemo Hall Central Tuesday, winning over Nemo Hall Central 45-24, winning over Onega 61-6, falling to Sabetha 44-27, and falling to Lawrence Free State 46-27. Regional wrestling competition upcoming. Girls regionals next week, boys action to follow the week after. Marysville wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson will be our guest on the Coach's Corner Friday evening, about 5:30 on KNDY. Friday Night Basketball Live, Marysville at Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell at Washington County on FM 95.5.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, the S&P is nearing 5,000 points for the first time ever. Investors feeding off strong quarterly earnings reports, sending stocks higher. The S&P added 41 points, closing at 4,995. The Dow gaining 156 points. The Nasdaq rose 148. A relatively calm day in the bond market helped to keep things smooth for the stock market. A new Harvard study finds more than 22 million renters in America, or about half, were spending more than 30% of their income on rent in 2022. That's a new record. Mexico has now surpassed China as the leading source for goods imported into the U.S. That's a first in more than two decades. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says it expects the federal budget deficit to drop by $188 billion this fiscal year to $1.5 trillion, but it's likely to be a short-lived dip as the annual shortfall will likely rise over the next 9 years. Derek Dennis, ABC.
Make your plans to attend the Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce Ag Seminar on Tuesday, February 13th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Southeast Community College Academic Excellence Center in Beatrice. This free event features keynote speaker Eric Snodgrass, nutrition's weather wizard, who will give a weather outlook with an ag-focused, education-driven forecasting approach to help our farmers feed the world. For more information about the February 13th Ag Seminar at SCC, hosted by the Chamber's Agribusiness Committee and sponsored by Nutrien, check out BeatriceChamber.com.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, as we get this Thursday day of trade underway, let's take a look through the overnight session, give you a nice recap at how things finished up yesterday and, well, maybe how they're going to finish out today. We'll take our best guess as it was a mostly mixed finish in the grains yesterday, mixed to mostly lower in the livestock, kind of evening out after the early week spike that we saw. February live cattle finished down 77 cents at 182.22, April down 127 to 184.80. Feeder cattle markets, very similar losses. March feeder cattle down $1.12 to 245.55. April finished down 50 cents at 251.20. It was a day of two-sided trade in the hog markets. February contract eventually ticked lower, down a dime at 73.37. April was down 15 at 81.10. However, slight gains beyond that. Into the grains yesterday, little movement. Some two-sided trade led to a mixed finish to the day, and that is based off of the USDA supply and demand report being released at 3 p.m. Eastern time this afternoon. So a lot of buyers a little bit hesitant waiting on that report to come out through the overnight session, kind of seeing little movement once again. March corn is currently just down a quarter cent at 434, May down a quarter at 446 and a quarter cent. Kansas City wheat was slightly higher yesterday at the close, but March KC wheat currently down 7 3/4 to 610 and a half a cent. May trading at 606 and a half. That's down 9 1/4 this morning. And the oats was a bit higher at the close yesterday, but losing some of their gains. March down 3 1/2 at 379. Soybeans are opposite to that. They saw a double-digit drop yesterday in response, of course, to the South American crop being better than expected. And then, of course, the USDA supply and demand report later this afternoon, leading to some hesitancy on the buys. March soybeans currently up a nickel through the overnight session at 11.93 3/4. May up 4 1/4 to 12.02. March soy meal down 110 at 350.10. And the oil up 47 points at 47.23. Cotton, after a higher finish to the day yesterday, March currently down 16 points through the overnight at 88.31. And lastly, the dollar index showing some strength. March up 22 at 104.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Artificial intelligence continues to be talked about in many industries, including agriculture. Director of the Center for Risk Management Education and Research at K-State, Joe Parcell, discusses how AI has continued to grow and how agriculture might be able to use it. He explains how he works with it and how others might also.
We've all heard a lot about artificial intelligence out there, and you know, the one we probably are most familiar with is what's going on with OpenAI and ChatGPT. But, you know, artificial intelligence is really using the power of machines to help us solve problems, to do tasks faster. In particular, I think of the coders out there that are using this to code and prepare software for how we use that. In my own case, I work with a lot of data. I'll use AI to help me manipulate the data, tell stories from the data a lot faster. And I think of AI as a user as just a way of speeding up our decision processes.
Parcell says how artificial intelligence could benefit agriculture producers.
From the legal and especially book side or accounting side, I think what it's going to be able to do is the speed at which it can capture information, especially on the regulatory or the legal side, and help us as farmers be able to write better contracts. Maybe it's on a rental agreement on there, so it's a win-win for everyone and it changes over time. But then on the accounting side, it's going to reduce down kind of the anxiety that I hear in the voices of folks. Well, it's time to go see the accountant and see where we're at before year end. We'll be able to do that a lot quicker.
There are many other avenues of agriculture that AI could be used in, and Parcell explains a few.
The one thing that I think has surprised us all, not just with AI, but technology recently, and maybe it's because of AI, is the speed of adoption. And I think wherever you see that we've got some challenges out there, and I think of the labor shortage is one of them, you see a lot of resources pour into that space really quick. So, and that's not just true for agriculture when it comes to the employment challenges there. I think that's one you could see really quickly that could be a big benefit there. I think the other ones, I think it'll be a little bit longer, and I think you're going to see your innovative, larger operations innovate first and adopt first. But it's going to be a pretty quick trickle-down effect in there.
That was Director of the Center for Risk Management Education and Research at K-State, Joe Parcell, with information about artificial intelligence and how it can be used in the industry. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
What is not to like about lichens? It's an in-depth look at one of the world's oldest organisms on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 8th, the 39th day of the year. Film legend James Dean and composer John Williams were both born on this day. You've seen them growing on tree trunks, fence posts, and iron gates, but you probably didn't give a second thought to the organisms known as lichens. Lichens are neither plant nor animal, but a combination of fungus and algae, each providing mutual benefits to the organism. As weather turns mild in late winter, lichens will be the first things growing, long before tulips and daffodils dare to show themselves. In the eastern U.S., the most recognizable lichen is British soldier, named for its conspicuous red top. And because lichens are sensitive to air pollution, having an abundance says good things about your local air quality. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY and 47 degrees. Highs warming into the 50s again today. Thursday's sale date, Marysville Livestock Incorporated, 10:30 start with the Coles. The cafe special today is a brisket sandwich with potato salad. Here's early consignment listings. Upwards of 1,200 early consignments include 2 black baby calves, 8 Charley Cross heavy bred heifers, 6 5 to 6 month old bred cows, 18 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6, 45 weighing in at 4 to 650, 55 mostly black and a few Charley steers, 4.5 to 6. 20 black steers and heifers, 5 to 650, 11 weighing 5 to 650, 7 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7. 70 black and Charley steers and heifers, 5.5 to 750, 180 black steers and heifers, weighing at 550 to 8 and a quarter. 31, 550 to 8 and a quarter, 8 weighing in at 6 to 650, 30 weighing 6 to 750. 14 black steers weigh 6 to 750, 45 black and red steers 650 to 8, 47 black and red steers and heifers weigh 650 to 8. $6.5 to $7.50, 60 Charley and Charley cross steers and heifers weighing 7 to 8, 210 black steers, 7 to 9. 50 black and red steers, never, 7 to 9. 40 black and red heifers, 750 to 775. 20 black yearling heifers, 750 to 775. 90 black yearling steers, 8 to 8.5. 80 black steers, weighing 8 to 9. Those early consignment listings for the sale today, Thursday, sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. According to the NFL Network's James Palmer, former Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy talked to the team ahead of the AFC Championship game against the Baltimore Ravens. When the team hits the playoffs, Andy Reid usually brings in former coaches and players, and this year's guest was Eric Bieniemy, who spent this past season with the Washington Commanders as their offensive coordinator. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes says that it's always great to have EB, citing his energy and intensity being a part of the culture. This recent development has only increased the questions for head coach Andy Reid and whether or not he would retire after the game against the 49ers on Sunday. There were reports before the Super Bowl last year, and immediately after the game, Coach Reid shot down those rumors, saying that if they'll have him, he'll stick around. Owner Clark Hunt says that he's not worrying about it currently and saying that any thought would definitely be premature. Neither Reid nor Hunt said that they don't know exactly when his career will come to an end. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High wrestlers in quad duels at Nemo Hall Central Tuesday, winning over Nemo Hall Central 45-24, winning over Onega 61-6, falling to Sabetha 44-27, and falling to Lawrence Free State 46-27. Regional wrestling competition upcoming. Girls regionals next week. Boys action to follow the week after. Marysville wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson will be our guest on the Coach's Corner Friday evening about 5:30 on KNDY. Friday night basketball live. Marysville at Clay Center on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Axtell at Washington County on FM 95.5.
Chiefs Kingdom. Catch your team this Sunday on the big screen at the Astro 3 Theater in Super Bowl 57 as the Chiefs play the 49ers. Pregame is set for 4 p.m. with kickoff at 5:30. Enjoy the game like you've never seen it before this Sunday at the Astro 3 Theater.
KNDY.
Quarter in a payphone, drying laundry on the line, watching sun tea in the window, pocket watch, a telling time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blanket set, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy